Chop Langman joined here today by Jason Aviles with the Carroll Tigers. He is going to be headed to Grandview to continue his football career and continue that education as well. Jason, as always, appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on choosing Grandview as your next stop to play football.
Oh, it's all by the grace of God at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Has this been kind of an interesting process for you, the whole recruiting process and deciding where you're going to go?
Well, in the first place, I didn't see myself playing college football. Last year wasn't the best year for me playing football, and I didn't think I was going to go anywhere until I got a few texts from some coaches this summer, which was quite, changed what I was thinking for the rest of my life after high school.
So what were those first text messages like, and how off guard were you when you got them? Means you didn't feel like you were going to play college football.
Well, I was really excited. I got a first text from the coach, and I started running around my house, jumping up and down.
Who were those first coaches to reach out to you? How many different schools kind of started trying to get a hold of you about playing football for them?
Well, it started in the summer. It was with the Looser and then Central after the Central camp. And then just started trickling down with a bunch of coaches. So I kind of sort my way through who I'd talk to and who I'd just let them be.
I assume you had a really good camp. Is that how you feel like they kind of started to find you a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I'd have to say one of my best camps ever.
What do you think went well at camp?
It was just the mentality of this is my last year playing football. I have nothing to hide. I know what I have to do and just have to perform it on the field.
So for you, as you started, you mentioned it, you had to kind of start thinning through the list that came in. It's probably an estimate, but about how many schools started to reach out to you, and then what did you thin that down to? Was it three? Was it five? How did you decide on that?
Well, I'd have to say it'd be five to ten schools that reached out, and I just sorted them by if they're a good program or what their academics were like or if they're close to home, how far were they, so in-state, out-of-state, things like that.
Was the in-state and out-of-state something that was really important to you?
Yeah. I wanted, obviously, the Iowa two-state grant, so that was really big to me.
So for you, you mentioned education as well and stuff. What are you thinking about going into, and how much of a role did that play in the choice?
Well, I wanted a really good, business school, because I've always wanted to do business as a little kid, so just thought, why not do business? I'm really good at numbers too, so.
What is it about business? Is it working with numbers that you like the most?
Yeah.
What do you want to do with that?
Well, I got an uncle that has a construction company, and I might have to take it over after he starts retiring pretty soon, three years.
Okay. So what kind of construction is it?
If I remember, I think it's siding, some roofing, and some concrete.
Okay.
Things, I don't remember the name off the top of the head, though.
Okay. Things you enjoy to do. So let's swing it back to the recruiting part of things. Out of all those schools you broke that list to, how many did you make trips to and go visit? How many campuses?
Well, I had to pick and choose because I had to look over my father's schedule. So I went to, Central, Northwestern, Midland, and Grandview.
All of those are really good programs. I know Northwestern's just won a national championship here recently as well. So as you visited those campuses, what kind of stood out for you with all the different visits, and what did you like about each of the campuses?
Well, each college had their certain place in Iowa or in Nebraska, obviously, and it was just a really big How do I explain this? They were very distinct from each other. Some of them had good engineering programs, or some of them had business programs, and it focused on the business side of education.
The way
the coaches talked to the players. Yeah, that was really big.
So what were the conversations like then with you, with the coaches, and did you get a chance to meet some of the players on some of these other teams?
Well, with most of the players that I talked to that were on the roster, they seemed pretty open and friendly and kind of down to earth, really.
Okay. Was there a certain building or something on each campus? You know, maybe I've had kids tell me the food or the cafeteria kind of stood out for them, or the dorms where they were going to be living, you know, and stuff. Was there anything that really jumped out to you that made you feel like any of these campuses kind of felt like home for you?
It was just the way, like, Grandview felt. I couldn't really like, explain it to you, but like, it just felt like home. The dorms, everything, all the culture and everything, all of that.
Did you know that kind of the first time you went to the campus?
Yeah, the first time I walked into the facility, it just felt like I belonged there.
You and I were talking a little bit before the interview here, and you told me that, you know, you've had conversations with the coaches, but you're going to really sit down here soon after school and soccer season is over for you and kind of really hit in depth maybe, you know, what their thoughts and their plans on for you. So how much do you know about what they want from you as of right now, and what are you hoping to kind of have that discussion be about when you sit down with them?
Well, big issue of my football game is that I get really high with my pads, but I have great hand control on my hand placement, but that's always been a big struggle for me, so we're obviously going to work on that. And some more mobility in my shoulders, too, because I dislocated it this last season. Limiting some of my games.
Okay, this last season was a really good one for you. Did other schools start to express some interest after this past fall?
Yeah.
Were you decided at that point, though? Was it already Grandview? Did you know that for sure?
Well, I tried to talk to the coach and reach out while they're obviously during the season, and it took a while for them to get back to me, but I always kind of had a feeling that I always wanted to go to Grandview.
So when you reached out to the Grandview coaches and told them that you had made your decision and you were headed there, what was their response like?
They were welcome. They wanted me to come to campus. They were really, really, like, they really wanted me to go get on campus and talk to them and talk to other coaches and some of their players.
Now, you mentioned them winning a national championship this past season was one of the things that helped to draw to them with their success, but you also mentioned you got some family in that area that kind of is nice to maybe have close as well.
Yeah, for sure. That's very big, too.
How big is the family for you? How important is being around family for you?
It's huge, like, especially from being, like, from a Latino culture, like, family's everything, like, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all that, birthdays, it's huge.
What are you most looking forward to being able to do when you get to Des Moines and to the Grandview campus in the fall?
Just playing football, putting the pads back on.
What is it about football that you've grown to love so much? Because you're a successful wrestler as well, but what is it about you know, football that's kind of near and dear to your heart?
How complicated it is, and like how long it took me to actually figure out the game. That's what really drew me into it.
Well, I tell you what, you've been fantastic. Really loved watching you play this last fall. I know that Grandview is going to be getting a kid that's going to go in and work really hard. So I appreciate you joining me here today. Congratulations on signing, and best of luck at Grandview.
Thank you.
You bet. Jason Avilés again with the Carroll Tigers, again headed to Grandview to continue his education as well as his football career.